It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus the 16th chapter. We're going to begin reading with the fourth verse, and so please that you would open your Bibles to Exodus 16, verse 4, if you're able to, and I hope so. If not, why sure, be sure and just listen very carefully. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, and we're just getting it up and about, and so be patient with us, but if you would check why we are beginning to put the not only the Constitution, also the Plan of Salvation, also the radio programs and the Sunday message will be there for you to listen to and to read, so please take an opportunity to take a look at it, and that would be at parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I'm glad that you're with us today. Please enjoy the study. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 16, beginning to read with the fourth verse. Exodus 16, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. The people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. It shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. In the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses says, Let no man leave it till the morrow. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morrow, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man, according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for every man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, "This is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will seeth, and that ye which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for tomorrow is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it, and today ye shall not find it in the field. The 6 days ye shall gather it. But on the 7th day, which is a Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the 7th day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the 6th day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the 7th day. So the people rested on the 7th day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof Manna, and it was like a coriander seed, white, and tasted, the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is a thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to thee to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." We're going to end with the reading there and begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy your precious word. We do spend much time that we have together in just reading your word, but your word is where the power is to be found and will be found. So please that you guide and lead us as we look to your word today. There is much for us to learn every time we're to come together and to honor and glorify and praise your name. And we're here today to do that. So please teach us your way that we may again bring greater honor to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at the beginning of these verses of Scripture here that we start with, and there is much to look at and to read and to study, but we find, first of all, the provisions that the Lord is making for the nation of Israel. The Lord will supply our needs. We need to work to do that, and if you'll find here, God did not bring the manna down nor the quail down and just hand it to them in their hand already prepared, and all they had to do was eat it. They needed to go out and gather the quail, as he gave them the meat the first night there. They went out to gather the quail, and also then in the morning they had to go out and gather the manna, as they called it here. And so bringing that manna in, they needed to prepare it. And so they had certain directions, instructions on what to do and how to do it. But they needed to do it. They needed to work. God supplied it, but they needed to go get it. And so you see, that's exactly what in our life, why we need to be willing to work and be in service to the Lord. Salvation is free. This food was given to them, and it was supplying every need that they had. But the food and the supplying of the food for their daily needs was not their salvation. Their salvation was gained by faith when they left Egypt, when they watched the death angel cross across their house, because they had believed by faith and they had taken the blood and applied it across the doorpost, because that represented Jesus Christ and the death upon the cross for our salvation. when you would do that and you did it by faith, salvation came to that home. The firstborn didn't die. And what a wonderful blessing that would have been, as you would hear the cries of the Egyptians and probably even some Israelites that refused to believe. And today it's the same way. Many refuse to believe that you can come by faith to Jesus Christ. Jesus went to the cross 2,000 years ago. He died on that cross for you and for me. And all we need to do is trust in Him by faith. And coming to Him by faith, salvation will come to our soul. Our sins will be forgiven. They'll be taken away. Oh, what a wonderful day that is, the day that we meet Jesus Christ. And then, as we have salvation and own it, it is so exciting to watch God on a daily basis supply our needs. Does that mean that I just sit back and put my hand out? Not at all. I work very, very hard. And I give everyone an honest day's work, and I expect an honest day's pay for that work. And so as we work very hard, but God still is the supplier of our needs. Just because we are physically working, God knows that's what's good for us. These people needed something to do. Every day they went out and gathered up this manna. They were told to do it. They were told how to do it. Now, with that in mind, let's see, were they able to follow the plan and the will of God? We find it, the fourth verse is where we start. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. It's important that we show our Lord that we depend upon Him. We will labor, we will work, but we still need to listen to His Word and trust in His Word. Today, most folks aren't doing that because they have changed and they have decided that the lifestyles have changed, the ways of living have changed, and so does God's Word. It needs to evolve to keep up with today. That's what the world believes. That's a lie. And many, quote, churches, and I hate to use that word because it's not a church, when you leave the Word of God and you go to this contemporary lifestyle that has been brought into the church today, and this comfortable lifestyle, there's nothing worse than to tell folks that you can, oh, come, be comfortable, come as you are. They have certain Sundays that they do that, or maybe a certain service a week that if you want to dress up, you can dress up and look good. If you want to dress down and look like a bum, then you come and you look like a bum. And they tell you God doesn't care. Well, I am telling you God does care, because it's a problem with the heart when you don't care what you look like when you come into the house to worship God. Now, I'm not talking about looking good for somebody else to see you. It's a heart condition. And I put my very best on when I come into the house of God, because God expects me to come, and it's a heart problem. It's a heart problem. We need to give our best, give our most unto the Lord. We need to give our first unto the Lord. And so, and if you come and you come and you say you're coming to worship God, and you come and you don't care what you look like, and you can go, you know, any place else. There's it's so sad today that even churches advertise that you can come. Be relaxed. I don't want you to be relaxed. I want you to come. I want you to hear the Word of God. I want the Word of God to convict your heart. I want the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, to show you what you need to do. Maybe it's you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved today. Maybe it's you need to change your whole life and begin to serve God. You've been saved for a long time, but you haven't been serving. You need to get your heart right. There's always something. when you come into the house of God, that God's going to show you and deal with you about and direct you so that you're going to be more like Him and you can bring honor and glory to Him. And that doesn't happen when you come and you dress down, literally down, to come into the house of the Lord. Some of the clothing that is worn today is pathetic that you see in the house of God. And it shows you the condition of the heart. And if you think it doesn't matter, then you got a heart problem. You got a heart problem. Maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior at all. These people here, it was a test. Are you going to listen to me? God has much instruction in His Word. And there's no place in His Word tells us that it must evolve by our lifestyle. And so, don't. Follow the Word of God. Go back to the beautiful, beautiful hymns that touch your heart before it touches your body, and your foot starts to tap before. Now, and I love good Bible music, and music is so important to the service, but not this garbage of the day. If you followed after the rock music in any way, you've left the will of God. Now, you're not going to say, well, Larry, if that's what you believe, I'm never going to your church. Well, that's a choice that you make, because don't come here and try to change this church, because this church is set upon the Word of God, and we're not moving. Now, you say, well, that's just an old style. Things have changed. Things have changed, but God hasn't. And if God hasn't changed, why do I want to change? I want to stay as God wants me to be. And yes, I do need to change, but I need to change like Him. I don't need to change Him or change His Word to please me. I need to change to please Him. And so keep that in mind. Now listen to the instructions that's being given to these people here. Because as these instructions are given, it's very simple instructions. And God deals with us the same way. He tells us so simply how to be saved. He tells us so simply how to please Him and how to follow Him and to be a servant of His. He tells us so simply and clearly. We make it complicated because we add in, well, how about this? How about that? We make it complicated. Look at this beautiful words here. We begin now. He wants to see whether they will walk in my law or no. That's the end of verse 4. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day, when they shall prepare that which they bring in, it shall be twice as much that they gather daily. Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel. And so the directions now go from God to Aaron and Moses, now from Aaron and Moses on to the people. At evening, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that He heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? That was the question here. You know, Moses and Aaron says, we're just saying God's word. Why are you condemning us? Why are you criticizing us? It's the same thing today. I get criticized. Men of God that preach the Word of God get criticized today because we refuse to bend and to move into the mold of the groups of the Promise Keepers and all those things. We refuse to be a part of the Ministerial Alliance because we stand on the Word of God. We don't compromise. And the people today, why they sit there and there's one, well, we all believe in Jesus Christ. Well, you may believe in that name, but you don't believe in the personal relationship with Jesus Christ as I do, or you wouldn't do what you're doing. It's just that simple. And so, do I want a fellowship with someone that has changed the gospel? No. And so I don't. Now, that makes me a strange person today, because I refuse to compromise and to join these other groups, and I have no desire to, and I teach clearly to stay away from them. Go to your word. Go to your local church. Stay in your local church. I hope that your gospel is preached there. I hope the word is spoken clearly. And if you have a problem with the way I stand upon the Word of God, you got a problem with God. You got a problem with God. You got a problem with your salvation. So you need to see that you are on your way to heaven. And the only way you can be on your voyage and your trip to heaven is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you receive eternal life the second that you confess your sin and turn to Jesus Christ. That's it. It's just that simple. But people today want to add works to it. Other people today want to take away from the Word, and they believe that all are saved. God has a plan, and God has a way. And God is putting that in place here for the Israelites just with something so simple. As you take your food, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you every day. But for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those days, there'll be 6 days that you will go out and gather. On the sixth day, gather twice as much, because I do not want you to go out on the Sabbath. I want you to spend one day in rest, one day fellowshipping with me, with your family, in your home. I don't want you to work. I don't want you to labor. I will even give you enough food on the sixth day so you do not need to stay on the seventh. There was many things that he did the same thing. You farmed the land for 6 years, and the seventh year you let it lay. Many things like that God did for the people. Number one, he knew it was the best for them. He knew it was the best, and he knew that it was a means of follow me. I will take you down the path, down the road that will be the greatest blessing to you. And that's what he's trying to do here with the people. Let's see if they're able to follow. Now, Moses and Aaron wonders, how come you're murmuring against us? It's God that you're talking to. And same goes for me. You know, when you send me letters condemning me because I don't like promise keepers and don't agree with them or the ministerial alliance and things like that, you condemn me, well, you look to the Word of God and you'll find the Word of God condemns those things. So don't talk to me. You send that letter on to God, because it's his problem. And it's not a problem of his, it's a problem of yours, because you're not agreeing with the Word of God. Let's carefully look to see that we agree with the Word of God. In the morning, then, ye shall see the glory of the Lord. For he that heareth your murmurings against the Lord, what are we that ye murmur against us? Moses said, this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh. In the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. In the morning the dew lay round about the host, and when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost, on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they was not what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given unto you to eat. Now, we're going to stop there again just a minute. I want to see what has taken place here. He first gave them the quail on the evening, and they went out and gathered these quail, and I don't know whether they were just so team that they could just go out and take that, you know, just pick a quail up and go prepare it for supper. But that was the way God supplied it. And each time you're going to know that I am the Lord your God. you're going to know that I delivered you out of Egypt. You're going to know that I am the Lord. He just, each time, he's going to show them and remind them. And so he has given this this food for them, this complete food, and it met every need that they had. Now, isn't that something, how it was a perfect food? And they called it manna. They didn't know what it was. They called it manna, and Moses said, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. And then he continues now. This is the thing. He gives them very clear instructions. Now, how do we listen? You know, that's probably the biggest problem that we have today. We don't listen. We don't listen to somebody that's trying to explain something to us. We don't listen to God. And when we don't listen, we find ourselves in trouble. We must listen. And so here he's giving them instructions. It's time to listen. This is a thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man. That's a little over 5 pints, as close as I can find the measurements. And, of course, the measurements through the time have changed, but about 5 pints for every man, according to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tent. So the father was to go out and harvest this and to bring it back for his family. And he was to gather just enough for his family for that day. And the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. We're getting instructions here. Do we follow the word of God? That's a question. God's word is in place for us. It was penned by man, but the pen was driven by the Holy Spirit. It's God's living word. Do you believe it, or are you changing it to meet with your needs today? That's the problem. God is not changing. So we best not. We best follow his will and follow his word. He tells them clearly what to do. Moses said, let no man leave it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning. People don't listen. When we talk about the plan of salvation, we talk about the way to live and what to stay away from and what not to stay away from. People don't listen. Well, it's not changed because 3,500 years ago, God, through the Shekinah glory cloud, through Moses, through Aaron, to the people, clearly told them what to do. They still didn't listen. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some left it until the morning. I've got some left. I'll wait and eat it tomorrow. God says no. He told them, you eat what you gather, period. What happened to it? Worms begin to breed. And it began to stink. So there was no question what happened. And that's the same thing that happens to our lives when we do not follow the Word of God. Our life begins to stink, and it's just an ugly, ugly, and you think of the worms growing in there. Well, that's what our life is like when we refuse to listen to the Word of God. Salvation is not yours. There's no way to have your sins forgiven. You can go to church, you can be baptized, you can take communion, you can do all those things however many times you want to. But if you do it under your terms and not under the terms of the Word of God, salvation will never be yours. We must listen to the Word of God. These people did not listen. They gathered every one what they needed, but some chose to leave it. Some chose to wait. They gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. What a day that we're looking at here as we have the Word of God. And when we look to the Word of God, you know, it's wonderful to have this opportunity to come together. we know that salvation can be ours if we just come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you a question, as I always do. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?